called this an off game. What did you think was off? Was it effort? Was it finish? What was off?
Not effort. We battled. I mean, I guess we were trying to hold on to the puck a little too much, and they got some good sticks. So, you know, against teams with good sticks like that, you got to get it deep and work from there. And we weren't able to do that right away.
You come out in the third period to give up the two quick goals. How disappointing, how deflating is that, knowing you're really, if you score the third goal in the game, it's a one-goal game as opposed to it being a three-goal game in that instance.
Yeah, it sucks. But that stuff happens. You know, we had a plan before coming out for the third, and we weren't able to do that. So, you know, you get two goals against, and you know, you keep going. The game isn't over, and I think that the way we played in the third, we worked our asses off. We got pucks deep, worked them, had some big chances. So, yeah.
Sometimes it'll be suggested a lack of focus will lead to those goals that are either really late in the period or really early in the period. Did you see that?
No. Like I said, we had a plan. We all knew what that plan was. We all knew what we needed to do, go out and do. And we were all ready and focused for it. And, you know, it might as well have been us going out and scoring in the first 2 minutes, two goals. But, yeah, that's the way it is.
When you're facing a goaltender you haven't seen before, is there an advantage to the shooter or the goalie, or just sort of no real advantage?
I don't know. You know, if you ask some of the guys in here, they'll probably give you a different answer. I think it's from player to player, but you're still going out there and you're shooting. You're trying to shoot as much as you can. And no matter which goalie it is, they don't like traffic. So you try to get traffic and shots to the net, and it doesn't matter which goalie's in net.